Welcome back to Insight on CAP Radio. I'm Beth Ruriak. An event in Midtown Sacramento this Saturday evening is designed to be a tribute to people who have experienced sexual harm. The show is called Catharsis. Carly Duhane and her band Drop Dead Red will debut a video for a new song titled Blame Me, and Sarah Marie Hawkins of the Faceless No More Project will guide a new and different art installation. There are more performances as well as resources and support for people who may have experienced sexual assault. Sarah Marie and Carly came by recently to talk about the importance of gathering in this way and creating space for survivors.
It took a lot of time to be really introspective and decide how to present events that had happened in my life, and being molested at a very young age by a babysitter's son, to not understanding that I was allowed to say no in college events or have control over my body in relationships where I didn't owe anyone anything of myself. That was a huge process, and meeting other women and other people who had survived or were going through it, who could kind of bounce back different thoughts for what I was going through, provide resources and understanding, that was huge. And what we're doing now and how we're coming forward is we're still looking at people who are victim blaming, because victims take time to come forward. It took a long time for me to even tell my family something had happened when I was 5 years old.
So, who's the we, by the way, when you say what we're doing now?
The amazing team of people that we've met who have been brave and opened up together. And it's almost this kind of unspoken, I don't want to say sisterhood because that's a little too specific. It's so many people, so many genders, so many different experiences, but we're almost kind of coming together in an unofficial woven blanket of kind of comfort.
It's a family because you are connected through trauma. Mm-hmm. And like you were saying, hearing from other survivors, that was such a validating experience for me, knowing that all the arguments that I had with myself or even with other people who I did confide in, that I wasn't crazy. It was wrong, and I was hurt, and it wasn't what I was wearing or what I was drinking or how I responded. It was against my will. And I think that that's something a lot of survivors, I still deal with, and I don't think that it's something that you just heal from. It's a lifelong thing. Is not apologizing for what happened to you and not taking blame for what happened to you.
I think that word that you're using for this event, catharsis, is a very organic word. It means different things to different people, but it would mean different things at different stages of your life too. You know, Carly, where you might have been with it 10 years ago is different from today. And Sarah Marie, how old were you when your sexual assault happened?
Well, the first one I remembered when I decided to go ahead and do Faceless, that was when I was 20 years old, and I'm 31 now. So it's, and I hadn't told anyone. I mean, Faceless happened in 2017.
Right.
And up until that point, when I was working on the project, I was feeling a lot of guilt because my two closest friends, I had never told them. I hadn't confided in anyone.
I remember
except
that.
For the survivors that were participating. Mm. So it's still very new to me. 2 years ago, what it meant to me is a little different than it means to me now, but it's ever evolving.
So, Carly, with your process, because this happened when you were five, there was this quiet, as you said, this very latent time for a long time, and then the intense adult work around it happened. And now this tribute is for all sexual harm survivors. Is that an identity that you hold as your present day identity? Where are you in thinking about your story and your history?
You know, Sarah said it really beautifully. It's kind of an ever-changing thing. And I feel more powerful with every new story that I hear, every new person that I meet, every time we are reminded that this is wrong. We are validated in our feelings and our knowledge and our personal experiences. So I get a little goosebumps. Mm-hmm. Every time it makes you more powerful, it makes you more righteous, and you gain so much confidence. And that while that waxes and wanes, when you remember your experience and you go through different traumas, your foundation is there and you can kind of rise with it. And that's where Blame Me, the music video, really comes in with our big debut that will be at the show on August 10th at Hacker Lab, representing a bandmate and their partner who went through an incredibly traumatic experience and cover up. And we have decided to make this amazing protest video in support of them and the Red Hand movement that they began. And without giving too much away, it's a passion project. It's incredibly well put together. Laura Marie Anthony of Artists of Sacramento is the director, and I really hope that it connects people and really hope helps others feel less alone. I'm really excited about it, so I'm getting a little
Let's talk about your song, Blame Me, mm-hmm. about the lyrics and the music. It's an intense song by your band, Drop Dead Red. It took some evolving in what the message was to really land the song, right?
When I wrote it, before we actually recorded it, I had a whole year of changing the lyrics up because I was using it as personal catharsis. Things that I was going through, being blamed for certain events with friends, people not willing to take personal accountability, and then the intense and heavy victim blaming that still continues to happen in the Sacramento area mm-hmm. and nationally, internationally, worldwide. What were you wearing? What were you drinking? Mm-hmm. What was your intention of going out that night? Aren't you lonely? It was just combating those endless tropes. So we're very excited to, and by we, I mean the band, to really come together and figure this out. It took forever to finalize the lyrics, but when I finally did, hearing these stories, thinking about my personal stories, and listening to those of people I really care about, brought it together, made it one cohesive, incredibly important song.
Mm. Let's listen to Blame Me by Carly Duhaine and Drop Dead Red. There's so much power in that song.
Yes. Thank you.
Yeah. When you hear it, what do you think?
I'm constantly amazed by how aggressively growly I sound. And first I was chiding myself like, oh, why don't I sound more feminine? And then I thought, wait a minute. This is about being aggressive about injustices. Mm. I don't need to wrap this up in a pretty bow. So hearing it every time, I'm just like, oh, yeah. Yes. Delivered properly.
Yes.
So your voice, your lyrics, your music can be your expression vehicle. Mm-hmm. Sarah Marie, for you, it's not only art that you put out, but it's the way you engage the community and the way you invite everybody to be a part of the expression. That very first installation a couple years ago was done with dots, sticker dots.
Yes.
And that was, again, so powerful. What's happening this time around?
This time is a little different. We're shying away. I am shying away from photography for this particular piece. It will be fiber-based, so it'll be embroidery. I reached out to the community, just to my direct community through Facebook, and asked people to be involved in the project by giving me a location that was specific to them. They could be vague. They could say Midtown. They could say South Sac. And they would just tell me how many dots they wanted represented. And I told them, for an example, I'm including 9 dots for myself because that's a specific number of instances where sexual violence happened to me. And it includes 1 for a family member as well that I wanted represented. So people reached out to me, and now we have over 300 people who want to be represented, 300 dots that are to be represented in this piece. It'll be interactive, so people that do attend the event can represent themselves or someone that they know by embroidering on a piece themselves. There will still be excerpts from survivors that are in Sacramento that gave their story. So it'll still be interactive. I've always wanted this project to be a collaboration between me and the survivors, everyone else. I am always hesitant to take ownership of the piece because it is so much a collaboration. I'm just the person putting it together. Mm-hmm. But there are a lot of people helping me behind the scenes. And each voice that's represented is a collaborator in the art.
The first time you used the sticker dots, you mm-hmm. asked people to place a dot on a photograph or a story somehow that they connected with in their own life experience. Yeah. What is it about the sticker dot or the act of enjoining oneself to someone else's story? What is it that has been so motivating to people that's really making this idea work?
Initially, with Faceless, I let all the participants know that they would be photographed and their excerpts would be up. It would be scrambled, so your story might not be next to your photograph. But I didn't let them know that there were going to be stickers involved because I wanted them to come into this. I already knew it was going to be very difficult seeing yourself and then seeing your story out there, even though it is anonymous. So I wanted their first experience coming in to feel supported immediately. So that's where the dots came in, because in my own personal work, in my illustration, I have a very neutral palette. It's just black and white. But I started using red as a way to gauge what I was feeling at the time of creating the art. So the more red that's in the piece, the higher heightened emotion I was feeling. It's kind of up to the viewer to determine what that emotion is. Just walking through and reading myself, reading other people's excerpts from their stories, it was kind of hard to piece out what was mine because our stories just bled together. Her voice is my voice, their voice is my voice. With the stickers, it was another way to be involved, even if you're not ready to tell your story or to be public. And I didn't want to discourage people from feeling like, oh, look at these brave individuals. It was like, you are still brave in your moment, and your moment will come when mm-hmm. you're ready. And you shouldn't measure it by somebody else. It took me years. It took me doing this project. It took the 20 people that initially told me their stories before I told anybody.
You're listening to Sarah Marie Hawkins. Her project, Faceless No More, in 2017, focused support and empowerment on survivors of sexual assault. I'm also talking with Carly Duhane of the band Drop Dead Red. Brand new song Blame Me is about to be released, as well as what's called a protest music video. Would you talk a bit about the video and to whatever extent you can, Carly, what it will address?
We're addressing a very specific event that happened to someone incredibly close to the band, basically band family, and the cover-up that was done and the protest that we then did together, a silent, holding hands, very powerful, very poignant. And the video is a furthering of this protest, that our voices will not be silenced. We will take no prisoners, almost, but without, you know, being violent. It's more of, this is not going away. It's not going away for us. We're not going to let it go away for you. Mm-hmm. We are going mm-hmm. to tell people. We are going to be as loud as we can without, say, putting ourselves in a jeopardizing place, as some people do like to be a little aggressive with threats or, you know, intimidation. What we'd like to do is almost what Sarah was discussing. It was beautiful. The collective of the stories that bleed together, the finding unity and understanding that we're not alone and there is a community within our community of survivors. And we are so much stronger than we give ourselves credit for. Mm-hmm. And this video celebrates that. And the literal catharsis, the breaking through, the tearing down the tropes, these ideals that victims are weak, no more, no more. And that's what I love about Faceless No More. That's what I love about what we're doing with this video. That's what I love about this upcoming art show. It is going to be emotional, but it is going to be ultimately powerful.
Mm-hmm. Catharsis will feature art and music and resources. It's happening August 10th at Hacker Lab in Sacramento. For somebody who might be stepping into this world or acknowledging their own survivorship or sense of being a victim for the first time, how's the atmosphere going to be?
It's going to be a safe space.
Mm-hmm.
Laura's created a really great group of people, of art in Hacker Lab, and having the resources there available for you. There will be people to speak to you. There will be people that will just sit with you and hold your hand. Whatever you feel comfortable with, or if you just want to be in that environment, there is zero tolerance for people protesting it or mocking the art or whatever people might try to do. There's zero tolerance for that there. I will say that. So only supporters are attending.
And we also have Sacramento Take Back the Night, which is an incredible organization. People who will be also, again, there to listen, hold your hand. Also, make sure that there aren't people mocking or taking things not seriously. We have suggested parental discretion for people under 18, just because the material is very heavy and very mature themed. But we don't want to alienate younger people who might have experienced something that they need to have catharsis with as well.
It is a donation accepted event.
Donation accepted. No one turned away for lack of funds.
Let me wrap this up with one more question, and that is what a first step might be. What the first step out of keeping a secret or not telling the story might be. And I'm saying that recognizing that it's different for everyone.
Yeah.
And who knows how to predict the moment when someone who experienced assault will decide to speak. But what's that step over the line been like for each of you? Sarah Marie?
Well, for me, it took finding a community. I think we've discussed this before, but Tara Lopez and I were both in a feminist book club together, and that feminist book club became a support group. And both of our projects, her project, This Is What It Feels Like, and Faceless, both were born out of that support group. We would be reading these books, and then 90% of the meeting would be sharing stories, and it was a very safe place. And I don't really know. I feel it just happened very organically. But my advice for anyone that's looking for, like, what do I do in this next step, is to find a support group. And you'll find that there. You could reach out to, I'm sure I speak for Carly as well, you could reach out to both of us at the show, and we will 100% point you in the right direction, or just listen.
Yeah.
Thank you, Sarah Marie. And Carly?
For me personally, it started with not blaming myself anymore. As much as I was able to find a trusted person, almost look at different friends sharing their stories. And even if we were strangers, just reaching out, which is an act of bravery, but it's also overcoming this. And again, finding that community, there are people who do go it alone. That is their preference. And mm-hmm. that's their strength. That's their personal choice. That's their journey. But I really believe in the strength of a community, and not to keep using this word, but the real literal catharsis release, just rebuking this veil that it will hold over you and your steps toward your freedom again.
That was Carly Duhaine and Sarah Marie Hawkins. Catharsis is this Saturday, August 10th, at the Hacker Lab in Midtown Sacramento. The event is 5 to 9 p.m. We've posted a link with more information at capradio.org/insight. You're listening to Insight on your NPR station, Cap Radio.